The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
You might have seen legislation being discussed in the Dáil today on the restriction of vaping products. To talk more about this is Professor Des Cox, who's a consultant in paediatric respiratory medicine at CHI Crumlin and a member of the Irish Thoracic Society Council. Des, you're welcome to the show. Would you welcome some restrictions on the sale of vapes?
Thanks very much, Kieran. So we're delighted to hear that this is being discussed today, because you have heard numerous times before that there has been a significant increase in the number of teenagers and young people using vapes over the last kind of 5 to 10 years. And even with the age restriction that was put in place by the government last year, this hasn't been enough to curb teenagers using the products. So certainly we need to do more about that, and that in respect to restrictions on disposal of vapes, flavours, packaging and advertisement of the products.
And is it that young cohort in particular that you'd be most concerned about, Des?
Yeah, so the Irish Thoracic Society has launched an excellent education leaflet today, which will be dispersed to all secondary schools across the country. And it basically highlights the dangers of vaping that, you know, parents, teachers and students can learn about, because there is perceptions out there that vaping is a harmless activity. Sure, it's not as harmful as tobacco cigarettes, which kill 1 in 2 of their users. That's without question. But certainly teenagers who use vapes are at risk of harm. And that's a really important message that the Irish Thoracic Society wants to get out today. And that's a part of the education brochure that we've sent out. So the harms that we're talking about. So, for instance, teenagers with the developing brain, nicotine is a very addictive product, and you can easily get addicted to nicotine, especially as a teenager. Nicotine itself causes things like sleep disturbance, mood disturbance, poor concentration, anxiety. And then there is evidence now that it starts to affect their lungs and their heart. So over time, so people who chronically vape, they are putting their lungs and heart at risk over the long term.
So what the government are actually looking at is banning, say, the advertisement of vapes behind shop counters, mandating plain packaging and outlawing the single-use vapes. Which is more an environmental concern they're dealing with there, with the final of those three things. But in terms of restrictions overall, you know, it's something we've often talked about on this show. And Dr. Gareth McGovern, who specializes in addiction medicine, no huge fan of vapes, but I think, and I don't want to put words in his mouth, but he's kind of bewildered sometimes at the attention it gets. And he makes the point that, you know, the rates of smoking in this country, they came down for many years, but they've kind of plateaued. And he would like to see them come down an awful lot more. And he worries that if you restrict access to vapes, what you might end up doing is increasing those smoking rates again. And anything that gets people off the cigarettes, we should be using.
Yeah, so the most important point there is that we should be tackling both. You know, there's no doubt about that. We need to do more to help people get off tobacco, because it kills 1 in 2 people. There's no disagreement there. But we also need to protect children from starting a harmful activity such as vaping. And we also need to make people aware that it is not a harmless habit. So for sure, we need to tackle both of them at the same time. Vaping does get a lot more media because it's new, it's trendy, and we're seeing teenagers across the country with these disposable vapes in their hand, buying them over the counter. So it is a new problem. It's a new fad.
No, I'll let you finish your point first. Go on.
Well, so just on Gareth's point about what he also always says is that he's worried that if you restrict vapes, that you're going to increase tobacco use. So other countries across the EU, such as Denmark, Finland, Estonia, have introduced a ban on flavours apart from tobacco flavours. France and other countries have introduced a ban on disposable vapes. So there's not only an environmental argument there, but disposable vapes are the most common product used by young people. So these bans have not resulted in an increase increase in tobacco rates, smoking rates, in the countries where they have been introduced. So there's no reason to think that Ireland would be any different in that regard. There needs to be a balance here for sure. We need to address the smoking smoking rates in this country for sure. But we also need to make sure that we're not creating a whole new generation of teenagers that are addicted to nicotine.
Yeah. You use the word fad there. Do you worry that it's become part of the cultural tapestry for a lot of teenagers? That, you know, you see them, and I see them particularly at certain times of the year, they're flying down our road, hauling a silage or grain or whatever it happens to be, and they're sitting up in their tractor and they've got the phone in one hand and they've got their triple watermelon vape in the other. It's part of the outfit.
Yeah, and that's down to the clever marketing and advertisement of these companies, which a lot of them are backed by the large tobacco companies, you know, so that they're using the same playbook they used 50 years ago when our parents all started smoking when they were, when my friends and myself were younger, we were, you know, smoking was something that was kind of cool to do. But that was all, we made great progress with that because of the restrictions we made on preventing access and making smoking not cool. So what we need to do is the same for vaping. The restrictions that are being considered by the government will not prevent people who want to use a vape to if they want to try and use it. But the problem we're having now is that people are ringing up the HSE quit line. Now they're trying to look for help to get off vaping because they're addicted to nicotine in that regard. So now we have an under-resourced HSE, which is not equipped to deal with the people who want to get off vaping as well. So we would encourage the government to also fund people who want to quit vaping as well as smoking, that there are resources for those people as well.
Professor Des Cox, consultant in paediatric respiratory medicine at CHI Crumlin and a member of the Irish Thoracic Society Council. Des, thanks a million for joining us.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.